Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. We're here with one of our good friends, Pastor Levi.
There you go. What's happening?
Hanging out. It's going to be fun. Not much. Just, you know, doing table talk.
That's exactly right. Great.
Doing table talk. Hey, listen. Easter was last Sunday.
Yes.
Great day.
Absolutely awesome.
Great whole weekend.
Yes.
All the things. Super wonderful. Yeah. And I asked, we're finishing up our Easter series that we've been going through, looking at Palm Sunday, looking at Passover, looking at Good Friday. And then I asked Pastor Levi to come in after Easter, really to talk about what's next? What do we do next? We had this whole, like, we emphasize it, we look at it, we celebrate it. People come to church sometimes, maybe it's the once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Easter is, sure. We know in our faith, it is a huge deal. But then it's kind of like, then Monday comes.
Yeah, what next, right?
What next?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say huge thank you to everybody who brought guests with them.
Yeah.
You guys prayed for people. You brought them. So grateful for you doing that. It just makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. And share those stories with us.
That's right.
You know, we love to celebrate with you when you've been praying for someone.
That's exactly right.
And here's the other thing. I want to encourage you. If you prayed for someone and they didn't come, don't stop praying.
That's right.
Don't.
Or inviting.
Exactly.
Yeah, keep inviting.
Yes.
Them.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
So just a quick, cool little invite story.
Yeah.
If I can share this. So I ran into a couple and started having a conversation with them. And I said, and they'd come. This was their second time. I says, well, how did you hear about Sagemont? They said, this was crazy. It's a young couple, got a little baby. They said, we were literally talking. And we said, we've got to find a church to start going to. And the mom or the wife said, we should try Sagemont, you know, because they've seen the cross so many times. Let's just try Sagemont. And then the husband said, well, we'll talk about it later because they had to go shopping. So they went to Sam's or Costco. I forgot where it was. And after they were shopping, they went to the little place where you eat. You know, you get great deals on food at those places. But anyway, so they're sitting there eating. And a couple, older couple, I don't even know who it is, older couple comes up to them with an invite card to Sagemont.
No way.
Is that not crazy?
That's wild.
So then they were like, okay, we need to go to Sagemont. And the couple said that was their last invite card that they had in their possession. So they just wanted to invite them to church. And so then they showed up.
That's the best.
Yes. So all that to say, a lot of people will show up if you just invite them.
Just invite them.
That's exactly. Even strangers.
Even strangers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, listen, our comms department putting all the things together to make it easy us to invite.
That's
they are helping us be able to put a sign in the front yard, put things on doors, have cards to hand out. So shout out to comms department for helping us make
indeed.
It easy.
Yep.
And then for people doing it and us getting
definitely.
To see people come,
that's
which is so fun.
Yeah. Well,
love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Easter. First of all, let's just make sure we all understand. Quick review. Why is Easter important to us as believers?
Well, Easter's vitally important to us as a believer. I'm trying to think how to condense that very quickly. I mean, obviously, you have the death of Jesus who bore the wrath of God in his body on our behalf. We ought to die for sin. Jesus died in our place. He was buried and then he was resurrected. So if you back up and think, if he was not resurrected, that would be a massive issue because then you just have another man dying on a cross. Because the Romans executed people like that all the time.
Right.
But the resurrection of Jesus is actually God the Father's amen to his sacrifice on the cross.
Yep.
So be it. All right. And it affirms, confirms, authenticates every single thing that Jesus ever said. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father but through me. I would not listen to a person who said that unless they got up from the dead. I mean, you even go to, you know, the half-brothers of Jesus. I mean, they didn't even believe in Jesus until after his resurrection. They thought he was crazy, which you would too if your brother's like, I'm the Messiah.
Right.
You're like, what? But then he gets up from the dead. It's like, he was the Messiah, right? So all of that to say, his resurrection is vital because it authenticates the fact that his death was accepted by God the Father as payment for our sacrifice.
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing.
Listen, I mean, it's why we, it's how we have a relationship with God. It's why we celebrate. It's, I mean, it is
that's
the foundation of who we are.
Well, and think of some of the, you know, we're going through John as a church. So think of some of the things that Jesus said about himself. He said, I am the bread of life. I have been sent by God the Father. Basically to be sustenance to your soul. I'm the water of life sent by God the Father, basically to refresh your soul. I am the resurrection and the life. He said that before he was ever raised from the dead. So all of these state, you know, he said, I am, which he's claimed to be God in the flesh. All of these things would have been like a crazy person talking.
Absolutely.
But then the resurrection occurred. So it authenticates everything that he said.
That's right. Yeah. I love that. So important. And I also love that one thing we do here at Sagemont, you do a beautiful job of this, is you share the Easter story every single Sunday.
Yes.
It's the sharing of the gospel. It's the sharing of salvation for everyone, that's available to everyone. And so we talk about this not just on Easter Sunday.
Sure.
And that was kind of my question to you is, okay, I'm celebrating Easter on Easter. My family came in, we did a thing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, how should that change my everyday going about?
That's a great question. So I would answer that a couple of ways. One, I would answer it, and I'll kind of, let me start on the back end of this. The resurrection is so vital because that is our hope for eternity. Mm-hmm. If the resurrection did not occur, then we would have no hope that we will experience in a resurrection. As a matter of fact, you know, did a funeral just recently. And as a result of doing that funeral, I can say to those family members, mm-hmm. we don't grieve like the rest of the world grieves.
Sure.
Because we have hope in Christ, and that hope is based on the resurrection. That your loved one who died, even though they're absent from the body, right now they're present with the Lord. But in the future, there is coming a day when Jesus will raise up our bodies from the dead and give us a glorified body fit for eternity. A body much like the body of Jesus. I like to say it this way. God the Father is going to make you, Betsy, because you know Jesus. He's going to make you as much like Jesus as you possibly can be without becoming God. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
That is our hope, right? So there's hope beyond the grave is the picture there. So that's one thing. But then to everyday life, the reason that the resurrection is so vital, and I'll just talk personally, is because it gives me purpose now for living, right? It gives me an understanding that I'm going now to share the good news of Jesus with people so that they can experience the resurrection life currently. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly. Literally, that picture is, how does he give us life abundant? It's because his resurrection life is infused into our life at the moment of our salvation. The Bible says in Romans 8 and verse 11 that the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside your mortal body. So we now have this supernatural power that enables us to say no to sin and yes to Jesus, enables us to no longer bow down to this world system, but actually worship Jesus with our lifestyle. So in everything that we do, changes how we think. It changes how we view. I mean, I could go through the whole body here, but it changes how you think. It changes how you view life. I view people differently now as a result of the resurrection. And I'm not trying to monopolize this whole time.
No, please.
But D.L. Moody, and I may have shared this before because I love this analogy, but D.L. Moody would put an L on everybody's forehead, which stood for lost, until he erased it. Everybody he ever met, he put an L on their forehead. We say loser, but he was saying lost, right?
Wow.
He wanted to see people as lost until he found out otherwise.
Wow.
Why does he do that? Because of the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
It so changed his life, his outlook on life.
Yeah.
So it does that. I mean, again, the resurrection, because now the Spirit of God resides within us, it empowers how we love others.
Yeah. It's one thing I've had lots of conversations with people lately about, like the fruit of the Spirit or the Holy Spirit inside of us. And I think sometimes that we have to figure out how to get those things. We have to figure out, how do I get patience? How do I get self-control? How do I get joy?
Yeah.
And it's reversing that and going, no, it's because of the resurrection, because of Jesus Christ and what he did for us, we have those things.
Yeah.
Like they're in us.
Yep.
It's not we have to go out and try to find them.
Correct.
They're in us.
The Spirit of God resides within
you.
So now you surrender to him and, you know, the way that I've taught this before, and I kind of think of it as well, is that when you abide in the root, which is Jesus, you bear automatic fruit. So the fruit tree is just abiding, right? and then the fruit shows up. It's not like, oh, I'm going to try real hard to get some
right.
fruit. No, it's just abiding. So when I abide in the root, who is Jesus, and by that I would say it's kind of like abiding in who he is, abiding in the attributes of the Lord. So who is God? I mean, God is, you know, obviously a loving God. What does that bear in my life? That should bear the fruit of love.
Right.
God is sovereign. He's in control of all things. So what fruit should that bear in my life? Peace. All right, so peace shows up as a result, not of me going after peace,
right.
but after settling my mind and heart on the fact that God is sovereign over all things, so I can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can kind of just go through the attributes of the Lord and say, what spiritual fruit would that bear in my life if I really believe that?
Right.
Right? And I should preach on that sometime.
You should, because I think that's so interesting because, I'm telling you, Levi, preach on that.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes we think, because I don't walk in peace, I need to fix my circumstances.
Yeah.
And that is backwards.
That's backwards.
For the believer, that is backwards thinking.
So if you're not experiencing peace, the question is, what am I not believing about God?
Yes.
Right.
Which is a hard thing, especially if we're, and so often I think we are more prideful than we think we are.
Oh, of course.
A lot of the time. And so we
especially
think.
Especially you. I'm just kidding. 100%.
Thank you, Levi.
That's right.
No, but I think it's one of those where we go, well, of course I know God's the God of peace. It's the circumstance. And then you go, okay, that's pride in me going, of course I know that. But is it reflected
that's
in
right.
how I'm living
that's
out
right.
the knowledge that I have?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, especially those of us, I think, that have been in church for a long time
yeah.
and we know the things.
Yeah, sure.
We go, but are the things evident?
That's right.
Is there fruit? Is that happening?
Well, and, you know, do I know it or do I believe it?
Yeah.
You know, that's massive difference.
Huge difference.
Believing is I actually trust in this. And you have to remind yourself of that. So if you're finding that you don't experience peace throughout the day and it's like you got all this anxiety, turmoil, et cetera, and then you just have to continue to go back to, no, God is sovereign. Find some scriptures.
Yes.
Memorize those scriptures. So when your mind runs and races, start quoting the word of the Lord.
That's right.
Very huge.
And y'all, I think just doing what Levi is talking about, this is a great next step for everyone coming out of Easter weekend.
100%.
Start, listen, one, ask the Lord to show you, where is fruit not evident in my life? Mm. Where is my flesh winning out in how I respond to things or how I think about things?
That's right.
Ask the Lord to show you those things and then start looking for truth and start building that foundation on truth. And then when you do flip to anger, you go, okay, wait, I don't have to do that.
That's right.
The Lord has something else for me. And figure that out, because listen, we know that on Easter Sunday, people came to know the Lord for the very first time.
Mm.
We have people watching this that are like, I am brand new. What the heck do I do?
Yeah.
And we have people that have been coming to church since they were in their mom's tummy.
Yeah.
Right. And hopefully they're asking, what do I do?
Yeah.
That next step thing. And it's so funny now because I feel like I say next steps
all the time.
But it works. It's so important because every single person has a next step.
That's right.
And just even asking the Lord, Lord, where do you want to grow me?
Yeah.
What is that next step?
That's
we
right.
talk about next steps like come to worship, go to a connect group, get involved in some kind of a Bible study. Where are you serving? Which are all great next steps. But man, just the personal one.
Mm-hmm.
Of sure. how am I growing in my relationship with the Lord?
What and for some, and just, you know, some, you know, may have showed up on Easter, which we're super excited that you're here and would never shame you if that's like, I just go Easter.
Right.
I'm not here to shame you by any stretch.
Nope.
But maybe your next step is, hey, I need to get plugged in just to the body. I need to go to church. I'm going to discipline myself to go to church on a regular basis, which, by the way, is biblical. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, don't skip church.
That's right.
So get involved. That could be a great next step. And then
Absolutely.
If you're already, you know, you've accepted Jesus, your next step is baptism,
mm-hmm.
right? And baptism, it doesn't make you Baptist. That's not what we're trying to do, is turn people into Baptist people.
Right.
We're turning people into obedient people. I mean, people were baptized in the New Testament long before Baptist ever showed
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So you're just doing that in obedience to go public with your faith. You're
That's
identifying
right.
with the death, burial, and resurrection. You're also influencing people as you're baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great picture. So,
yeah, I love it. There's all these things. Yes, there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah.
And I know people that were baptized on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
That, I mean, just couldn't wait for the day to come.
That's right. Yeah.
They were thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Just
That's awesome.
Thrilled. And now to have that really amazing thing happen, mm-hmm. and then go, okay, I don't want to just go backwards.
That's right.
I want to continue taking next steps and continuing to move
progress,
forward.
Progress, definitely.
Yeah. And y'all, here's the deal. You got to do a thing.
Yeah.
You do have to do a thing. Like, you actually have to do a thing. You have to open your Bible. You have to stop and be quiet with the Lord.
That's right.
You have to get up on Sunday morning instead of sleeping in. You have, mm-hmm. You have to schedule your time to do that with the Lord. But listen, any relationship you have in life.
That's right.
Guess what? You got to be purposeful.
That's right. I heard something one time that was helpful for me. When you think about disciplining yourself, giving up your time, the statement was, if you give the Redeemer your time, he will redeem your time. Mm. Well, that's a tremendous
deal. Beautiful.
And I found that to be true.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, okay, listen, so Easter was last Sunday, but here at Sagemont, we always like to do a fun thing.
That's right.
And so three services.
Yeah, so we're kicking off three services
Sunday.
This weekend. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So there'll be 9 o'clock, 10, 20, and 11:40.
Yes.
But it gives
just add 20 minutes every time.
Yeah, that's right.
10, very 20, simple. 11:40.
There
we
you
got
go.
It.
But it gives us an opportunity to provide another hour for Connect groups.
Mm-hmm.
So our Connect groups are exploding. We want to start new ones. We're starting several new ones this weekend. And then it also just provides another hour for people to come and be a part of worship.
That's right.
And so, yeah, we're super excited about it.
I think it's so great. And it's so funny, I think, because whenever we first started talking about this, I had so many people say, people can't get here by 9:30. How in the world are they going to get here at 9?
Right.
And I'm like, no, people don't get here by 9:30. Especially, listen, I've been in a 9:30 Connect group. We don't start at 9:30. Right? Listen, we know. And so you're like, I get there. Excuse me. I get there when I need to get there.
Yeah.
And here's the other deal. Most of us have to be at work before 9 o'clock during the week, or we have things. And so, again, you will prioritize
what's important.
What's important.
That's right.
And y'all, being in the house of the Lord is hugely important,
right.
Not just because the Bible instructs us to do it, but Levi and I could tell you over and over and over the blessings
mm-hmm.
being plugged into community and fellow believers. I mean, it's changed my whole life. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's why I am who I am.
That's
because
right.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't encourage you enough to come and be a part of it.
Yes.
So moving to three services, things that questions people have asked that maybe you wanted to ask Levi and you didn't get a chance to. So I'm going to ask Levi.
Yeah.
One, the services are going to be shorter.
Right.
How is that going to look?
Well, you're actually probably not going to tell much of a difference. So it's going to look very similar. We're not going to, sing the songs faster, and I'm not going to preach faster.
So, could you imagine you like?
Yeah, no kidding. That's exactly
right. Yeah,
that'd
be hysterical.
But no, all three services are going to be the same. We're going to have worship just like we normally do, baptism like we normally do, preaching like we normally do. People have asked, Levi, are you still going to give an invitation? And the answer is yes. I'm going to continue to invite people to give their hearts to Jesus. And so it's going to be great. Now, there'll be adjustments as we move along. You sit in a room and you kind of figure this thing out, how we can, best do this, and you put your best foot forward. And then you run into some coffee tables, is like how I like to
mm-hmm.
say it. And you just adjust. You figure some things out, how to move things around. So we'll
absolutely.
Do that moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And
but here's the deal. The reason that we do what we do is to help people take the next step following Jesus. There are a ton of people in this community who do not know Jesus. So we could continue to do what we're doing and continue to get what we're getting. Or we could say, no, God planted this church here to actually make an influence in this community. So let's get after it. And that's what's driving us to. It's the Great Commission. It drives us to make these kinds of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I love
that.
Well, and I think y'all come into these first few Sundays, maybe for a while with a very humble heart, with a very purposeful heart of, we're doing this so people can meet Jesus.
Yeah, and let me come in too. Like, I have been overwhelmed at the graciousness of the church family. Very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And some are like, well, that's going to change when I go to a Connect group. But I haven't heard bickering about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we'll do it. But it's a culture of, let's do what we've got to do to reach people with the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So
we want to see people come to know him.
That's exactly right.
And be able to grow and build relationships. And so
correct.
It's going to be really great.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about just even the transitional times in between services, inside and outside.
Yeah, so we're taking some great strides to make sure that our parking lot, you know, is sufficiently taken care of, that we're moving people in, we're moving people out. Not that this, you know, makes or breaks everything, but just to kind of give you an idea, countermeasure there is that we've got some new golf carts that are coming in so that we can, you know, transport people, more people quicker, et cetera. So that's going to be helpful. The you know, the hallways are going to be crowded, there's no doubt, mm-hmm. but they're crowded now.
Yep.
And it's not like, you know, that's going to be new. But it'll be, all right, I'm getting to my spot. And really, right now we have 30 minutes in between the services. This is 20. Mm-hmm. So I know we shaved 10 minutes off. But I'll be honest with you, 30 minutes is long.
It's a long right? time.
So, I mean, I'm sitting out there hanging out hard
right.
with
yeah,
some
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
You know? So we've got time.
Yeah. That's but, another question somebody asked me. Are you still going to be able to meet guests in between
oh,
services?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's
yeah,
great.
100%.
Okay.
And, you know, I won't, these things won't go to the side by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may mean that I walk into the next service a little later than
right.
what I normally would. But, yeah, we're going to meet and greet people.
Yeah, that's
good. We're going to keep loving people.
And, y'all, I would say, as far as parking lot stuff goes, it's so funny. Most people have where they park.
Yeah.
And that's like their parking spot, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a deal. And, man, if you are able to park further out and walk a little bit or jump on a golf cart and maybe you don't normally do that, that is such a easy way for us to serve.
Yeah, sure. That's right. That's
it's
point.
Such an easy way. Listen, we call it the banana lot. It is empty most Sundays because it's far, but it's not that far.
Mm-mm.
Like you walk further than that.
We even put new sidewalks in.
I know. And they're
just,
fancy.
Just to make things a little
them.
More accessible.
Yeah, yeah. They're really so. Great. So even just be thinking about like, how can I serve the body? Park further out.
Yeah.
Be that's willing right. to give up a parking spot for a new person or somebody that's coming to be able to park a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I've gotten is, are all three services going to be the same? Are there going to be any differences in them?
Yeah, they'll be all the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually the same now. There's a few little different things, nuanced here and there that are a little different. But they're the same now.
It's
funny to me because some people are like, I'm going to go to the second service. You know, it's contemporary service. I'm like, it's actually the same thing we're doing in the first service.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And I think that's one of those things that if you only ever go to the first service.
Yeah.
Or you only ever go to the second service.
You assume things about
you
the
You assume
yeah,
things about
right.
them.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things I really like about having three services, kind of shaking things up.
Sure.
And going to help people go, oh, there's a whole different group of people doing the exact same thing
that's
I'm doing
exactly
and
right.
just at
yep.
a different time. And so I think that's going to be fun.
Definitely.
To get to
good.
Get to see that. Are there still places to serve?
Oh, yeah. Of course. You know what I mean? There's always places to serve.
That's right.
And, you know, just to kind of throw this out here for those who are listening, we're in the process of creating a leadership development department here in the life of our church so that we can increase the level of people who are serving. So volunteers at every single level in every ministry of the church and actually having a clear, simple pathway for people to walk mm-hmm. to figure out how to serve. Where to serve. So all that to say, yeah, we always need people serving. And
yep.
mm-hmm. I'm just, again, so grateful for so many people raising their hand already.
It's been awesome.
And getting involved just to help us move to this third service hour.
Yeah.
It's just been, yeah, very, very encouraging.
It's been really, really great.
Yep.
And then kind of the last question is just, is everything going to go perfect?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's not at
welcome.
All. Yeah, that's right.
See you Sunday.
Here's what's crazy. It doesn't go perfect now.
Right.
Right. It's not like we're going from perfect to imperfect.
That's
right.
Very
we're just imperfect. Perfect
true.
To imperfect once again.
Yep.
But here's the deal. You know, our goal is to get better. Our goal is to, you know, get sharper, get cleaner, get, you know, I don't want to say quicker because I don't want anybody to take that the wrong way, but we're going to grow, we're going to learn, yeah. we're going to, you know, get better.
Absolutely.
It's that old Toyota Way principle, right? I'm trying to remember the terminology. It's Kaizen, which means continued improvement, right? Toyota Way. That's a book, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's about their production line. So
yeah.
they're always trying to continually improve,
mm-hmm.
which we seek to do that yep. now. We'll seek to continue
that's what
to
we're
do
doing.
That.
That's right.
right.
And y'all, I just so want to encourage our Sagemont people that this is your church. This is where you come. This is what you're doing. Be so mindful. You should be all the time, but especially these first couple of months that we're really opening up and doing three services. Be so mindful that any person you see, it's their first time in the building. They don't have a clue where to go, and they don't know anybody.
Yeah.
And if you're huffing and puffing
yeah.
because the halls are crowded, guess what they're going to remember?
Or because your room was moved.
Yes.
Or because your seat was taken.
Yes.
Nobody's got a name on their seat.
No.
All right?
No.
Also, just kind of think through, like, I don't want to see anybody sitting by themselves.
Y'all,
so if you see somebody sitting by themselves, move in. Yeah. Hey, introduce yourself. My name is, tell me how you got here.
Yes.
How long have you been here? Which, by the way, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Because I used to say, is this your first time? And people would be like, no, I've been going here for 20 years.
Right.
It's like, I got to change that question. So my deal is, how long have you been coming?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. You can just ask that to anybody.
Yes.
And if it's their first day, they'll tell you.
Yes.
If they've been there for 20 years, they'll tell
you. They'll tell you.
So.
Yeah. And I love it now because we do have people that like, oh, I've been here a long time, about 3 years.
Yeah,
and
that's
you're
right.
Like,
yeah.
I love that. Because we get in Sagemont brain, 30 years, you got to be here 30 years for
that's
it to
right.
be a long time.
Yeah, sure.
No, 3 years is a long time to be a place.
That's exactly
and so
right. yeah.
we love that. But man, just as a church body, one, be praying
yeah.
for three services. And then also just ask the Lord to prepare your heart to be welcoming. And listen, Levi's not the only person that should be meeting new people on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
should.
That's
look
right.
in your connect groups. Who's walking in that doesn't know anybody? Walk over and sit with them in your connect group. Invite them to come sit with you in church. Invite
yes.
them to go out to lunch with you afterwards.
That's right.
Like, gosh, it is the body. And the thing is, Sagemont's great at that.
Yes, they are.
They're
yes,
so
they
this isn't new
probably
information.
One of the best.
Yeah. This isn't new for y'all. But we just encouraging to continue
right.
to do a thing. And if you have been here for a year, guess what? You've been here longer than somebody that's their first Sunday.
Yes.
You can invite and do, and you know more than the person that's their first Sunday.
That's exactly right.
So I love it.
Yeah.
How are there any other specific ways that you can think of that people could pray for this coming Sunday,
well,
this first Sunday?
We're kicking off a new series for 3 weeks on marriage.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Marriage Matters. And so we're going to talk about marriage.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. Get some biblical wisdom.
Yeah.
Some things that I'm super excited to share. I don't want to tell everybody when I'm sharing what Sunday because I don't want them to pick and choose. It's like, I'm not going to go to that
come
one.
To all
we're
of
good
them.
On that one.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, come to all of them. But all of that to say, you know, obviously Easter this past weekend, you know, we told everybody we're doing this. So there will be some individuals who will show up this weekend who don't normally attend just because we're doing that series.
Yep, absolutely.
And they've got some things going on in their marriage like we all do,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're not an island unto themselves.
Mm-mm.
And they're like, okay, let's give this a shot and see if this will help.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of keep that kind of stuff in mind. So all that to say, just be praying for, you know, our guests, be praying for those, just be praying for married couples in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then even those who are not yet married. Because
mm-hmm.
some of the series is going to touch on that,
yeah.
right? And I'm doing that on purpose because
yeah.
I know we've got a lot of people who are single adults.
Absolutely.
But they're single and ready to mingle. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to give, Lord willing, a little advice on how to do that.
How to do it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be fun.
It's going to be great. Y'all, so much to look forward to. Thank you for celebrating Easter with us. Man, take those next steps with the Lord. If you are still like, I don't know about baptism, I have more questions, or I don't know which connect group I should try, please reach out to us. Like, we love helping you navigate your steps. And so please know that you can always reach out to us, and we want to help do
and
that.
And let me throw in our foyer, they probably saw it this past weekend, we've got a booth or a tent that says Next Step Tent, I believe.
It's a cool tent.
Yeah. But anyway, that's for whatever you're questioning your next step, go there.
That's right.
They
that's not just new
out.
Members or new people.
That's
that is anybody saying,
that's exactly right.
I need to take my next step.
Yeah.
I've been here 20 years and I need to figure
what's
out what
next?
It is.
That's
come
right.
on, let's
yep.
do it. I love it. Hey, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you. Thank you for all you do.
What you're doing. You're doing
awesome.
An amazing job. Listen, it's a great time to be in the house of the Lord together.
Yes, ma'am.
He's doing really awesome things.
Yes,
and so hopefully you are hanging out with us. We would love to see you this Sunday. Pray for us as we are praying for you. Have a great time. We'll see you next time on Table Talk.